A debit card designed specifically for safe use by older people. A hearing aid that could detect when someone's having a medical emergency and call 911. Those are just a couple of the past winners of the WISIS Innovation in Aging Student Idea Competition. The annual contest taking place next month is meant to generate ideas to help improve the quality of life for Wisconsin's growing population of elderly residents. Susan Gallagher-Lepak is a founder of the competition. She's dean of the College of Health, Education, and Social Welfare at UW Green Bay. Susan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Pleasure to be with you.
Well, you've been at this for some years now. What was the original inspiration for this competition?
Oh, good question. Well, actually, we took great inspiration from a competition at the Stanford University Longevity Center. They had a aging design challenge that they still run. They're in about their eighth year of running the competition, and it's open to university students from really all around the world. And a colleague and I really locked into this idea, and the colleague was from Norway, and as you may know about Norway, they're really innovative around aging issues. And so the combination of kind of the inspiration from the Stanford competition and my colleague's, you know, knowledge from Norway, this was just a no-brainer to jump into this competition and try to have it occur at UW Green Bay.
So for students who get involved, and I understand a good number of UW Green Bay students get involved, what is their charge? What is the challenge to them when they join the competition?
Yeah, well, we're really looking for students that want to think creatively. The mission at UW Green Bay is one where we really highlight problem-focused learning opportunities for students, and those opportunities can be in the classroom or outside of the classroom. So this particular challenge really has students take on real-world challenges for older adults and think about how to creatively come up with a better solution, quite frankly. And in the process, in the work that they do look critically at their solution, existing solutions, and why their solution would be better. And so we really think that it helps train students to improve their skills in problem solving, idea development, communication of their ideas.
And a big part of the demographic, of course, that's doing this is going to be younger people, college undergraduates. Is part of the challenge here for them to, you know, look at people in a different life circumstance than themselves, understand, empathize, I guess, with challenges they may face and think outside of themselves a little bit?
Well, that's really what happens. You know, often students think they don't know a lot about aging or that the theme sort of constricts their thinking. But what happens as they go along is exactly that. They think outside of themselves. They observe the real world in a different way. One student, for example, was at dinner and noticed that his girlfriend's father had a tremor when he was eating and drinking. And that was really the inspiration for him for his solution and an idea in the competition. So really looking at the world differently, talking to older people, talking to their grandparents, trying to understand a bit more about what some of the areas are in aging that may present challenges. And it you know, it can be from a wide variety of areas. It can be about leisure or physical ability or cognitive ability or social endeavors. So really an opportunity to learn, and often they may have an idea and then they really push it beyond as they learn more about aging challenges.
Talking to Susan Gallagher-Lepak from UW Green Bay, talking about a competition there for students to come up with plans to help people deal with various challenges of aging, and that can cover a lot of ground. As Susan was just saying, I briefly gave a capsule summary of a couple of the things that have come out of this. Can you share some more things that have come out of past competitions, some of the ideas we've seen from students?
Well, ideas are all over the board, really. Some students have come up with products. So devices, you know, I gave the cup example, or a grabber device, or, you know, some kind of device, or a health monitoring device. Actually, one person came up with a particular kind of sock that would be a good product for older adults. But it isn't limited to products. It can be social approaches. We had one group that did a anti-aging campaign as the innovation that they presented in the competition. Or it could be an environmental design or redesign idea. We had one group that had a cupboard system that made it easier for older people. So really all over the board, and we make it very clear that it really isn't just about developing a product. And so lots of room for students to work within those parameters.
Well, 2020 has been different, and 2021 still in a lot of ways because of the pandemic. How is that affecting how these students, and these are teams of students usually, how they tackle these projects?
Yeah, well, I think this year COVID may infiltrate into the competition and various solutions that students come up with. You know, certainly social distancing and ways to communicate by distance are predominant in most people's minds right now. So we do expect that we'll see some solutions that speak very specifically to some of the challenges that have occurred with COVID.
How big a response have you gotten from students in terms of, you know, the number of teams and students participating in years past?
Yeah, typically we end up with, oddly enough, kind of about the same number of teams, about 9 teams. Sometimes students register and then their work with their team just sort of doesn't pan out. So teams of about 2 to 5 typically have competed. This year we are allowing teams of 1 just because of the kind of unique year that we have, and that the competition this year will be a virtual competition, will be held virtually. And so we also really encourage students from all kinds of different disciplines to participate. And so we've just seen a wide range, students from computer science, students from engineering, human biology, psychology. We've even seen students from music, accounting, philosophy, design arts. So all kinds of students. And it's really exciting, especially when student teams have a mix of disciplines with which they're putting their team together. And so lots of different perspectives and how they're coming at their solution. It's really an exciting competition. And we don't know what this year will bring fully, but we're really looking forward to it.
And Susan, as you mentioned earlier, you were inspired by a similar project at another school. And I could imagine somebody out there listening, maybe at another college or maybe a high school teacher or community group member, thinking, hey, we could do something like this. What would you say to them about how to get a competition like this started?
It's pretty easy. And the thing that surprised us the most is that we thought students would be, you know, have a little trepidation about competing. And what we really found is, you know, we have a group of students, young people that really are innovative and really think in entrepreneurial ways. And they've seen Shark Tank, and, you know, they really come at this quite naturally. And we give them a fair amount of guidance. There's mentors if they want help. We have rules and a template to help them with their presentation. But in general, they acclimate to this process pretty naturally and I think more comfortably than we expected. So students are really amazing, and they come up with amazing ideas. And I'd say if other institutions want to do it, give it a try. You'll be surprised. And all of us that are part of the planning committee and competition, you know, we learn every year from students and the great ideas that they have.
Susan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Susan Gallagher-Lepak is Dean of the College of Health Education and Social Welfare at UW-Green Bay. We talked to her about the 5th Annual WISIS Innovation and Aging Student Idea Competition coming up next month.